Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that is so wonderful. And I will follow up by saying that Sam Cooke, great author, great singer, and I love this tune. It satisfies my desire. And this is the Cosmic Philosopher and Tim Aldred. And I like the way I am thinking. I just need to feel much better. And bring my feelings and my thoughts together and be okay. There are multiple of things that it is very hard to deal with because I already learned that from a child growing up, I do not have as much thought and power to satisfy the way I think and the way I feel at times. I want to have a perfect experience of how I am to think and how I am to feel. I know that there are powers that is available. However, we have a lot of failures inside of us, and to be steadfast and be concentrating on exactly what I am about, what I'm for, what I want. So the only way to get to the state of my desire is to keep it in mind and keep on doing what I can do until strength is renewed and I have a sense of satisfaction with my existence. Well, for you, I wish you well. I wish you well. Because sometimes there is nothing bothering me, and another time, no go. But I know what it is to just lay it all down, you know, and with the recognition that, you know, I'll come back to the place that I experience from time to time. But each time that you have the downward feeling, you don't feel encouraged at all. Ever, I stand still and hope that something will happen and resurrect my poor feelings and thinking. I keep on thinking and hoping that without me have to go through a lot of hurdles, I'll just attract the energy in whatever way I can define my thoughts and elect a spiritual strength to move on. Because what is going on around me is distraction. And is like a lot of times my feelings is not bringing me a lot of strength to stir up what would make me feel like I'm all right, you know, and don't bother with anything. But there are a lot of internal oppression and resistance against what you really, really want to experience. And, you know, sometimes if you are in good standing with yourself and you decide to just find that emotion, that right emotion, to lose memory. Memory of things that you don't want to think about. You don't want to feel no way about. You just want to see the light you'd like to see. And just keep cool. Just keep cool. You know, have a sense of contentment, one that gives you the strength, appropriate everything, and with no worry. Just want to see good things happen, and you feel good, and you enjoy the time that you see, and don't worry. Sometimes you are so shook up on your inside and don't feel like you have what you want. Well, brings us to what I'm looking at here. There are two great of thought discomfort that bothers your mind, and if you could just don't remember them, don't call to mind on these things, but feel content with whatever you settled on. Yesterday, I did a show, and okay, that went through all right. I don't know when they will come back, you know, but I'm doing what I want to do, and whatever anybody wants to find out about what I am thinking, the way I see the world, I have already tell it, unless there can be still more yet to come, but I feel okay with so far where my development is concerned, pertaining to the good things above and below. I think I'm going in the right direction. And I don't convict myself of any evil. I think I'm standing fast and just want to just lay down as in green pastures and hope that my life will get to that level of development where I'm happy forevermore. So I'm going to maybe play a little tune. There's a little tune here that comes to mind. Where is this tune again? Let's see. Let's see. Okay, Smile. Let's hear this tune. Where is it? Where are we? It's not done. It's not bad. Something not right. Something not right. Something is not right. I don't see. I do not understand.
Let's see. Three, four, seven, eight, five, zero, one, two, five, eight.
Let's see. Yeah, what's going on? Can you hear me? Yes?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. I don't know. Something may be going on.
I don't understand why this is doing this. It's not right. Anyway, I do not understand why my operation is doing things here. Don't like that. Is there anything here? All right, so let's see now if it's gonna play. Let's see if it's gonna play. Smile. No, it's not playing. It's not playing. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and talk and hope that something good will come of this. I can't play the music. It's not working for me now, so here is the headline of what I want to talk about. Europe sodomy culture, AD Anno Domini. A civilization king is Europe sodomy culture and AD Anno Domini civilization culture. Is Europe sodomy culture AD Anno Domini a civilization king? Hernamula. No, it is not. AD is not civilization establishment. King Ur-Nammu law is civilization. All right. Take me a little slow here to get to that. However, identifying Europe, European sodomite culture is a very, very sad situation for somebody like me to be concerned with. And can I do without being concerned? That would be talking about my preference, and my preference is not to live without being concerned about it, because it affects me spiritually. It is alarming to me that such an experience has been in life. We have living beings that is a problem to civilized life. And that life that we know about is the hominin people. Hominin people. They don't care anything about civilization. They are not mindful about civilization. And since I grew up in the church and know nothing else besides what the Bible teaches, there's nothing else I could do besides just deal with that. Where was anything else come from? Just that, you know, my parents brought me breakfast, and all I have to eat is that. You know what I mean? So it is. When you don't have anything else, you have to use what you have. So sad. Is Elohim God's law on earth is for an atomic hybrid human being, not for hominid apes. It is shocking to me that a government exists on planet Earth by the highermost power. And you have people like the hominid people, who are the first creature to walk upright upon the planet. And then these hominids don't talk. They grunt and make stone tools and stuff just like that, nothing more. But now they have been through some mischievous acts by which they began to have sex with another species. And have caused this other species to suffer mental and physical harm. When, on the other hand, the perpetrator, the hominid perpetrators, they wind up with a different experience that benefits them. And today we have a lot of mentally ill people in the world and a very uncivilized human society. I don't know if anybody out there knows that primates are not humans. And how do we get the hominin white people to say that they are humans? The World History textbook doesn't say that. Just don't say that. So it's very difficult to have a programming in your brain, and you have to live fighting against it. But my friends, if you can afford to think and know that much, to want to fight against what is inside of you, that's a great and a wonderful thing. Though discomfort is there and you have to fight against that. It's not nice to be fighting, but if you fight and then you enjoy the outcome, well, it makes sense to fight. And so I do. You know, because it's only to forget certain things will make you okay. You know, you just need to like fight against something that is bugging you. You want to fight against it, and you will be all right. But if you don't fight, you won't win anything. Yes, I intend to yield myself and to do whatever I realize I'm to do, because I want to be blessed. I want to be a good person. Wow. I don't understand. Look at them. Look at them. They won't stop. Anyway, so if you can hear me, let me go on with my trend of thought. Thus, perpetuity of the Elohim government kingship. Thus, perpetuity of the Elohim government kingship law is forever extant, come null by the gods alone. Can only come null by the gods alone. By the 22nd century BC, Hernamu. So perpetuity the Elohim government, kingship law, is forever extant, can only come null by the gods alone. So nobody cannot close down kingship. We who are created by kingship is forever. So what is AD church? Why is it affecting us? When we're talking about civilization came by the gods, but white people doesn't care to keep the world living by the calendar, the solar calendar, which is all operated by the kingship government. For evil reason, white people do not want to accept the kingship of the gods. Whereas once they pretended that they were a part of that belief, but now they're no longer of that persuasion. They are of their own persuasion, where they say they have their own law, and therefore, and then they want everybody else to follow them. Doesn't make any sense. And they want to have the right to kill you if you don't obey them. Now, we just need to learn what we're supposed to learn and develop the power and authority that we're supposed to, because this cannot be right. This cannot be right. Sodomy culture is not civilization. You know what I mean? Being sexual with dogs and other animals and stuff like that, or in man's asshole, it's not civilized, and it's not going any further as far as I'm concerned. In prehistory, 450,000 years ago, the Nibiru Elohim. Just a second.
Hello. I got to call you after the show, okay? At 7. All right.
Okay, just sorry about that. Yes, it's in prehistory, 450,000 years ago. What is that? What is that? Okay, I'm sorry. That was just another distraction. I'm sorry about that. All right, let's come back now. In prehistory, 450,000 years ago, the Nibiru Elohim, on mission of gold by themselves in South Africa, later extended civilized life of their own. Later extended civilized life of their own to us, the DNA hybrid human being. They establish kingship government here on earth and rule at the end of their mission, turned over the global legal authority to us, their civilized hybrid people. this perpetuity of the Elohim government kingship law is forever extant, can only come null by the gods alone. By the 22nd century BC, Hur-Nammu, an ancient Sumerian ruler, formulated the first extant law code consisting of causistic statements. If then, around 1760 BC, King Hammurabi further developed Babylonian law by codifying and inscribing it in stone, because Elohim created incipient civilized hybrid human being kingship rule. Let's see. Let's see here. Okay, all right, so we got it there. All right, now let's see now why this is doing this to me. I don't like what this is doing to me. I will have to try to do something and see if it will work. Refresh the page. Is it going to do anything to me? Yeah. Okay, I succeed at refreshing the page. Now, let's see now if I am going to be able to find my tune. Smile, where we are. Okay, let's see.
Every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near.
Well, okay, I refreshed my page and I got rid problem where I couldn't get it to play. So refreshing the page got rid of that. Okay, so let's see now. I got rid of something I posted here. Okay, so I can just say, let me go on to something else. You know, I'm trying to look for fulfillment for my spirit. Sometimes I just don't feel content. And I want to have a sense of something that builds me up and gives me an uplift, because I want to feel like I'm having a good time thinking on whatever is going on in my head. I want to have a good time. So I'm going to tell you a little of this report from Michael Zellinger and the Ancient Stone Structure of Africa. You know, I can't be wrong if I think a lot about our creation, our origin, and talk about who we are and what we are not. I want to feel like there is something that is pending, and I'm going to be rewarded with what I have chosen to delight in. Because right now I feel like I would sleep, but I don't want to sleep. I want to feel life. I want to feel like joy in my soul over something. Well, over the fact that I'm living my life with a good conscience. You know what I mean? And before I am dead, I would like to sense and feeling that put me somewhere. Because that is the only thing that makes me and crave for more of the energy that gives me that delight in myself concerning intangible and tangible things that's worth the while to think about and to be happy about. All right, so I want to tell you about something wonderful, something good, and that is the origin of humanity on planet Earth. We have been taught by the church about Adam and Eve in a garden. And many of us do not know anything outside of what the Bible says about Adam and Eve in a garden. I can tell you that in earlier days where my attention was taken up by the church teaching, and you know, a lot of people develop very strong conviction about Adam and Eve in the garden. And I cannot say that my life is one that I experience very, like, maybe over the top, conviction. I don't think so. I was mild, you know, a mild person, and didn't make too much of anything, but for sure, I did have delight in going to church. I was never a leader. I think what they have a band leader that, you know, visit some other brethren and see to it that things are right with them. But I never become a lead. I used to conduct help assistant. Be an assistant to conduct a meeting called the young people's meeting, something like that. But I wasn't anybody into anything significant in the church. All right. Now, what we're having here is there is an opportunity for us to learn things, and there is opportunity to not learn anything. I delight in learning things. However, here is a problem. What I was taught as a young person and grew up in the church. Now, we become, you know, acclimated to what we have been taught. And there is nothing else we know about to have strong interest in anything. And if somebody wanted to get us to go into something else apart from the church, they wouldn't have much of a success at that, because we hold on to what we've got, you know. We don't know enough about anything else to develop a preference or to develop an option. So we just go on with what we taught. That's our parents, you know, belief, you know, church. That's it, way it went on. Now, I am saying all of that to come to an article that I have here in front of me. But this article is not just anything, any kind of subject, like, you know. This is a subject matter that has a lot of priority on it. Not just for me, but for everybody. everybody African indigenous people. And it is shocking to hear the comment that I am going to make. It is shocking to me in my adult age to find out that the church is not a civilized institution. And it is hard for us growing up to find out where the church originated, by whom, and the purpose of the church. Well, apart from we are taught that Adam and Eve were cursed by God, and what God was doing about it. We only have the idea that a God make the world and make two people, Adam and Eve. Do that in the 6 days and rest on the seventh day. There was only one little thing that didn't sit so well in my mind, is that why would a spirit God be working 6 days and rest on a seventh day? What is that all about? Why is a spirit God? And where did he rest? Where is that place and all that? Didn't make any sense. But nobody is under obligation to answer questions of a magnitude. Nobody wants to go into things like that. And as a matter of fact, some people don't think that it is their obligation to want to teach you. All right. So what I'm saying to you, we grow up with this narrow sense about who we are and what the church is and what it is doing for us, right? So when I grow into an adult and really go to adult school and learn to read much better than where I was when I was younger, growing up in church and stuff like that, and in my younger adult years. And I get older, I was reading better than back then. And so when I started to read with what I became conscious of, you know, it's in my thinking that I was told to be careful about what I'm reading. Make sure that I know what I'm reading. And I was revived about over me putting interest and pay attention to what I'm reading. And that became something that I did not take lightly. I took it real serious. And what did I get out of taking it serious? I begin to see lies and contradictions in the Bible. No, you're not going to tell me I'm not reading right, right? No, if you read two opposite things when it should go together, then, if you are reading seriously, you should find out. I mean, if you're reading a letter and you are familiar with the issues in the letter, will you be able to tell if somebody's lying to you? You mean you won't know if somebody's lying to you? If you do any business or so, you won't know if somebody's tricking you? You know, I mean, ordinary people are supposed to know that. All right, well, I'm an ordinary person. And this common sense about reading and know whether or not what you're reading is making sense, not because you're selfish or biased or not like that, but you're reading understanding, you're reading knowledge. It's causing you to understand to that extent. All right, then. We were not taught in the church about anything that, you know, you could just, everybody go to church could either, you know, read on the second grade level or something like that. Because apart from you would be needed to do something that require you to read higher, church don't really have any use for you unless you're ignorant. You know, you can, you know, go out and work and stuff like that and bring in your tithes and your offering in the church and stuff like that. But apart from that, the church don't really care about people, you know, reading and becoming this and that. Well, the honest truth is, I begin to find some serious wrong stories in the Bible. And most of the things you're reading in the Bible, if you're serious about reading, you will find the lies them in there. For example, then, here's one that you can, you know, I mean, you can chew. This one. The Bible said God is perfect. All over the scripture, you see where God is perfect. God is mighty. God is everything that is good. And you can't lose with God, right? A perfect, all-knowing, a God who predestined all things before he make it. God is perfect, all-knowing, and ubiquitous. He's everywhere, omniscient, omnipresent. Now, if you consider that as something very valuable to you, God who knows all things, he would never allow you to go into a problem, right? If you are praying and looking up to God, you will never be in no kind of a trouble. All right. So what happened when you read in the Bible now, Genesis 6, and a few verses down there, it says that God, it repented God that he made man. He's sorry he made man. And therefore, he killed him with the flood. Now, of all the things that I will not accept in the Bible, that is one of them. Because to the extent to which God is angry that he created mankind, I do not know what anybody can tell me to make me believe that. Because short of you showing me proof, it won't go through. Because I don't know of any reason why I should believe that a Bible that is not giving me anything else than these stories that is not adding up to a God who is supposed to know all things, a God who caused everything to be and go right. This God, is so angry with the people he created. He didn't see anything? He didn't see no sign? No, God is the one who don't need to bend over backward for nothing, because he knows what to do based on what we are reading about a perfect God. There's nothing there to stop God doing whatever he wants to do without any kind of a setback. There's no setback with God. God is going to do something. He's going to do it, right? Good. So why everybody settled for what the Bible says, that it repented him that he made man, and because of that, he was going to destroy them. You mean to say God didn't try to redeem these people right then and there? He could speak the word and forgive them and bring them back. He didn't do that. But yet still, the people who write the Bible is telling us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son and all that. For children that grow up in church with those kind of information, your brain got to be confused. And confused, my mind was confused. Just that I was content to just believe those things and let, you know, the sleeping dogs lie. So I didn't have any way of denying those things, no. But later on in my adult state, I was able to make progress along the line with knowing words and know what words are saying. And it turns out that there is no God at all in the context of the Bible. Because the degree to which the God of the Bible doesn't show anything about perfection, or that this God is very smart and stuff like that. God would only be smart if you accredit a lot of things that are perfect and attributed to God, like say God make the trees or stuff like that. If you do something like that, it would draw people closer to thinking there is a genuine God. But you can't find anything to truly connect God to and say that with all of these kind of problems, God is a real God that we believe on in the Bible. No, not at all. The story of creation cannot go like what they have in the Bible, because it's not one lie, it's not two lies, and these lies are out of line. Totally out of line. They are lies that not people that are very smart phrase or, you know, write those lies. No. They're anxious to do something. They are dealing with people who are not understanding. And therefore, what this story is in the Bible is where they are saying God is this and God is that, but not weighing the kind of consequences to God's behavior, Jesus' behavior. You know what I mean? And from that, we don't do well. All right. So one of the things that is a problem in the Christian world is piling up a lot of lies in the Bible, in general conversation, where those things are not true. So your reading and understanding what you read is a personal reading understanding. You don't depend on people to read for you, unless it is by people who read well and trying to teach you to read. Other than that, we don't have anything going on in our way. So come back now to this subject matter that I want to call your attention to. I have the link here. Anybody at any time can come by and I can give you this link to the show.
Where is that? Where are my things? Mm-mm. Where is my thing? Okay. Let's see where we are there. Okay. Well, I'm good. Okay, so I want to, like, come back to... what I was saying to you. So I grew up in the church, and I was like getting to 60 years of age before I begin to read and pick up some clues, pick up some resolve, things I didn't know, right? And before I lose my strength, I gather some knowledge. And people like me grow up in these ages. This is interesting to know. And that is, what about your knowledge of the Bible and all kinds of churches around you? And everybody is, most of us become attached to one of these churches. And we don't know anything. Our parents don't know anything besides going to church. So when it comes to civilization, do we know what civilization is? No. We really have not known. People in church don't really know what civilization is. So was I. Did not know, right? But now I have a chance to talk to you, to tell you what I have found about civilization. And Bible civilization is not civilization. I can tell you that. And anything I tell you and you have some misgivings, call me at the number of the show. And that is 347-850-1358. And definitely, I want to talk to anybody who knows something different from me, because I consider what I know from the source that is most reliable. So I don't expect anybody is going to come and change anything that I got from history, because I think history belongs to all of us in the same context. So this portion that I want to share with you about my growing up and what I know about people of my age, grew up in the church, and the kind of problem that we probably didn't know we had growing up in the church. All right. And that is, if I tell you that civilization came to earth before human beings were born, and it is because of civilization that came to earth why we were created. While they tell us that we were created by Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that, that's not true. That's not true. There is slight information into what the Bible writes about Adam and Eve. But if you read the three chapters of Genesis, you'll find a lot of problem with even God, who say that Adam and Eve was created good, and it didn't take very long before a serpent knocked them out of line. You know what I mean? There's just no way you expect none of that in the case of the Bible and how God was protecting his people. No. Doesn't make any sense to me. So now, I want to tell you that the white people then are the ones behind our lack of understanding and knowing the truth about civilization. White people don't want African people to know civilization. And they play like they're not doing none of that. They behave like they're doing good. And no, listen, I'll just tell you loud and clear, white people are not human beings. And I would like for any hominid white people to come on this show and refute me about what I say. So now, I'm telling you about the way we grow up in the church worldwide. They lie against the history of humanity. And now I know what it is to read objectively and what I'm going to like take home as reality from what I read, right? So at this stage now that I'm reading, well, when I read something about God, I mean, the Bible is no longer a book that I trust, right? And I will take it piece by piece. Anything I read in the Bible, and if it makes sense, it makes sense. But apart from that, there's no God in the Bible, right? And I'm telling you, it's the white people are behind the Bible. It's not African people behind the Bible. We don't write no Bible. They can get things about Africa and Egypt and stuff like that, but that doesn't mean anything. You have got to get prehistory and history, whether it be like one author book. You have to get it from real good academic source in order to trust stories about real history. Apart from that, you don't go for it. White people are not human beings. Don't trust them. They are criminals. But we come up at a time where we don't understand everything about white people. You see? And everything kept above our heads. Churches and different things that white people are doing, they have gotten a chance to butcher us. And we don't know. All right? So if you want protection, you can get it out of what I am telling you, that white people are not human beings. Anywhere you see anything going on and it is, you know, fixed up like we and white people are the same thing, you are duped. You need the right knowledge about our existence and not white people. They are behaving like they are. The fact that white people are among us is one sign that white people are criminals and how they will go to any length, bamboozle us. They'll live among us and they would go on like they don't want to be among us. They behave like we want to live with them. It's not they want to live with us. That's what these white people are doing. All right? And the problem is coming from 100,000 years with these white people, and we cannot get rid of them, right? If you ever know this story, you wouldn't bother think to put your foot into a church door. And if you do read the Bible, you read the Bible with your attention very much keen, on what you're reading, okay? And make words be the judge and jury of what you are convinced of. All right, so I am telling you now that we have a hard time to get to know the truth about civilization. Civilization came to the earth by the gods who created us, not white people. White people are not created by anybody that we know about, because they don't write that in a book for us to know who they are. So white people, we never get to know them, besides they steal from us land, everything, money, everything they steal from us. And of course, Africa is behind their existence, and we cannot trust Africa either, because Africa African government people are sick mentally, right? Or else they wouldn't bring in these white people to cohabit with us. That's wrong. So that lets you know that we have some demonic thing into the church. And the church is completely demonic. And you may think that you can't do without church, but you need to do without church, okay? And begin to read your history and know the proper way of life, okay? Don't follow Selassie and none of these other people that out there talking all kind of nonsense, and they belong to the church. Church is never going to be good for an African person. It's going to keep you dumb and dumb until you're dead. If you don't find them out, they're not going to make you find them out. Okay? So, I want to tell you, what is civilization? At least you're going to get this from me today. We were created by the civilized God, and we are created by their blood. They use their blood and the blood of the earthly sapien to create us. We African people here, we are ethnic people. You see, the Chinese, the Indians, the Arabs, the Hispanics, and non-white people are hybrid. We are hybrid. And then the reason why we were created is connected to the story that I'm trying to tell you about. That is Hertz in October 6th, 2012, Michael Tallinger is featured here. Hertz International Research Society welcomes our newest science. He says, we welcome our newest member, Michael Tallinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer of Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history book. All right. Remember what it says about Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about, this is what I'm trying to tell you about civilization, that there was no civilization on earth until these gods, immortal gods, came to earth. This is not Bible spirit God we're talking about. And you may think that only a spirit God can make us based upon how they teach us in the church. You imagine this. We were not created by no spirit God like what the white people are writing in the Bible. When I tell you white people are not human, this is a clue. If white people were humans, they wouldn't be disguising the fact is not a spirit. They would be telling us that the gods are not spirits out of the flesh. They're not telling us that. They are telling us to make us believe what they are saying, anything they say about God. They'll say God tell them to kill us in America, and that's what they do. And that's what we believe in. We believe in the lies them where these white people tell. White people are invaders of our territory. And if you don't know that, you don't know the truth yet. You don't put your trust and faith into nothing where white people do. You see what I mean? All right. So here is the proof that we are created. And there is some kind of little thing that they said in the Bible about guarding of Eden. It's not like they say it. But they are reading our history and write foolishness in the Bible and give it to us to believe it. And once we believe it, we continue to turn fool. Right? Like the first thing they did was put their blood into our system and sexually and cause us to lose our senses. We are retarded right now. We can't even rule ourselves. So we have a lot of things that is gone wrong with us because of the church. The church is what turned us into idiots. Now, so they are telling you that this science man and a group of them go into this area in southern Africa and they make discovery of our gods who were over in South Africa and doing a number of things, including mine gold. They were the first to crack the ground in South Africa. Right? And when did they came to Earth? They came here in spaceship, in their own chariots. Now, the fact that the church never tell us this, and I'm telling you from Sumerian, the right history for us, this may sound strange to you because you never been told. I it was all strange to me, but I started to read. So I wouldn't run and feel anyway fuzzy when anybody would tell me anything. I was reading and finding these information on my own. And looking at it in reality and what I consider to be reality, that's what I go with. Now, if anybody someday tell me something different and I can judge and see that they are telling me something higher than what I know, I'm going to go with the higher thing. You know what I mean? Now, I would say that if I can see that what they are saying to me don't make any sense, and I have the principle by which I use to detect whether or not somebody makes sense with words. With words. I am reading words like a pianist, a musician, read notes and play them, right? Anytime you talk to me, that's the way I deal with what you say. I look into the words that you use and see whether or not you're on point or you're off point, right? And so I am saying that civilization came by the gods who came here 450,000 years ago. 150,000 years ago, okay, and they go into Europe, into South Africa, and was there for a mighty long time. They left Earth like about 6,000 years ago, but you can see all these mighty things that the gods, they brought here that wasn't on Earth before, and they manufactured a lot of things on Earth here before. And you can see the wonders of them, pyramids and a whole bunch of other things that they have done right here that human being cannot do, right? So if you're afraid of the immortal God, look at the handiworks. And if you read the information in them, you will understand how the rain falls. What you're reading in the Bible about God and what God make the rain fall, they're not talking about a spirit God, like they said, like a monotheism God. A lie. They're lying. You see, they are using the term Elohim to deceive or to spoil our perception of the truth. They don't want us to know the truth. You see what I mean? White people is not anybody for you to listen to, say them preaching or saying anything about Jesus, because Jesus never exists. And if you think I'm joking, call me one day on this show. Call me one day on the show, and I'll go through it on time and nicely. And you will see what I'm saying cannot be lie, right? So what you believe already, it's easy for you to swallow it, and you don't want to deal with anything else. But look, take the pain, the gain of knowledge. That's what you are to do. Don't satisfy for anything else. I'm not interested in getting anybody to believe in what I am saying, because believe don't take you there. Knowledge will take you there. And don't be respect of person. Be respect of words that you are studying and trying to know. That's what you are to do. Now, if you're afraid to ask me a question, don't be afraid to ask me a question. The point is, that's not what you are to be afraid of. Be afraid of somebody telling you something and you believe them, and you walk off with it like it's true. You don't do that. If you're talking to somebody about something, and if you have enough faculty to track what the person is saying, if they say something you don't understand, you ask them to explain so that you understand and you fall in context into what they're saying. That's fine. But if you're just going to ask a person a question for them to just play a key with you and make you believe what they're saying, that's not the way to do it. Ask questions about what you want to know until you're fully satisfied. If a person don't want to be patient with you and talk, they are not interested in you knowing the truth, or they want to like make you feel like you're dumb and all that. I don't talk to anybody like that. If I need to like say something because I perceive you don't know, I'm going to tell you. You know, but I may ask you, do you know this? But if you have to say no, don't be embarrassed, because I won't be making you look like, you know, you don't know what you're saying. No, I'll help you on and help us to work through it together. You see what I mean? I'm not interested into foolishness like those things. I don't interest into foolishness. And besides, I respect the feeling of somebody that I'm talking to. You see what I mean? And I am not willing to make somebody feel like, oh, it wasn't worth the while, because all this person is doing is like making you feel bad. I don't do that, because I know what it is to feel bad. Okay? So I'm telling you about civilization. It's not a group of people or a shopping center over there, so you call civilization. That's not true. That's not it. And if you go into the book and read, perhaps a lot of dictionary is not going to, I know for sure, that a lot of meanings you look for in dictionary is not telling you exactly what some things are in the definitions, because These white people have doctored up a lot of our textbooks. Okay? Even to the dictionary. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't use a dictionary, but you will have to study well and understand that some of the selection they're giving you from dictionary definitions are not true, not exact enough, not balanced enough. Some may be good, but it's up to you to like know exactly whether or not you are understanding what you're into. It is important for you to know the definition, because when you're going to do any business and you're going to talk and express what you want to deliver as your truth, and if you didn't do it right, you could get screwed up for that because you didn't say what you're supposed to say. And that's what you really want to know. You want to know how much mileage you can get out of your position. And if you don't know the definitions of words, you won't be able to decide how much is into it for you. You see what I mean? You need to know your option. And word definition are real, the ammunition that you are to have. All right. So I'm telling you that civilization came to Earth 450,000 years ago. And the first day they came, that was the first day for the week that we have now in the week of the month. In a month. That is exactly what happened when the gods came to Earth. The first day. It was the first day for the week and the month that follows. That first day. So if you go to Earth time, it will take you right back to 450,000 years ago when they came to Earth and docked their chariot off the Persian Gulf. Not too long after that, they make up a center or, but they establish a little city there called, tell you what, that place is called today. Seem like I have the wrong one here. But I'm going to get it, though. Okay. I am going to get it. Okay, now. Okay, Eridu, when the gods came to Earth, the first day, which was going to be the first day of that week, went down into the zodiacal, the solar calendar, right? That's why you don't pay attention to white people, church and stuff like that, because it's not in line with our calendar. They're making a moon season calendar to support Christianity. You're not to go into Christianity. Christianity is not for us Africans. These white people want us to believe in a Jesus Christ and an Adam and Eve story. That's not true story. No, Jesus did not exist. And if you any one of these things you want to know, you call me. Because look, ain't no president out there in the United States. No president out there is not president for us. And if they want to come and like talk about, you can say this, you can say that, you know, they would have to go in front of a magistrate. And if we go in front of a magistrate, since that, if they want to come and like t- take me to see a magistrate, I would go. I would go. And then that magistrate is going to have his own question to answer to, real government question, because we belong to kingship. They make up AD and Adamani upon Jesus, and Jesus don't exist. So there's no way that they can process any kind of legal jurisdiction on any African person. I mean, at any given time. They're doing it because they're doing it for years and nobody don't come against them. But now we're coming up against them, that they have to get out of our territory. They don't have any government. We know now, I know now, you know, or anybody asked me, you know, you're not to allow them to take money from you, this so-called federal government. They're not supposed to take no money from you. These are sodomite fucking ass people. And they deceive us long time. Our ancestors, they deceive long time, and we come to know no better. We know better now. Okay? They can't come and saggle and ride our kingship government that created us. You crazy? No. So I'm telling you that the gods came here on everything that you see going on here. These white people are emulating, wrongly emulating us, our gods. So I'm telling you, this is where civilization comes from. So Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins, because them are lying at the book them where we are using today. Okay? We need to rethink, based on the studies that have been found, we need to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. And I know by reading that is true. This is what the scientists have wrote, and I have proven that to be true, that these guys are not joking. All right? So it tells you some more things that these white people are trying to use to deceive us. Adam's calendar, now referred to as Enki's calendar. Now remember, I tell you that we are not supposed to go into the church, because you go to a moon calendar there. We are not supposed to be into no Christian church whatsoever. So this is what I'm trying to show you. When you read our history, you see our instrument is represented in here, like Enki's calendar. And it says, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins. Ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines left behind by the vanished civilization, which we now call the first people, mean the gods, because there was no civilization before them. These settlements that they built over there cover most of southern Africa, an area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshipped the sun, and were the first to carve an image of the Egyptian anchor, key of life and universal knowledge. thousands upon thousands of years before the Egyptians ever came to light. You see what I mean? So the Egyptians just come to light the other day. But these gods have been over into South Africa there like about 200,000 years before they created us. So, my friends, I tell you that knowledge is for us to gain, right? And you see that one thing I told you about, what I told you about the Adam's calendar, it is a very, very serious thing for you to know, right? And if we stray and go where these people have church and all them carrying on, we would have lost our way. Now, these white people are calling themselves scholars. They ain't no scholars, but they have convinced the world that they are. But no, I know, I can tell you, and you can go and find out for yourself. Scholars, they call themselves, have told us that the first civilization on earth emerged in a land called Sumer some 6,000 years ago. Lie. They're lying. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Joan Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case. Not the case as Michael reveals and researches, or researches and reveals, the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Okay? So what these white people are doing to keep us from knowing the truth, they will continue to do that until we stop them. Okay? And so far, they have been able to do what they're doing because we are sick mentally. But we're getting over that. And it means that they will have to put their boots on and go back where they come from, because they will do it, because we have what it takes to drive them out. But we can't do it unless we are fixed ourselves. Okay? So that's what I want to tell you. And I'm going to bid you goodbye and wish you all the blessings. And I know I was slow and sluggish trying to start up, but at least I get running, right? So don't be discouraged, and you take good care until we are able to do another edition. So take good care. See.
Maybe so.